The Golden Globes released their nominees for their crazy-ass categories. Oh, come on. TV, movies, drama, comedy, musical, miniseries, blockbusters? Jeez, the noms go all over the place. But one thing's for sure, their list can give us a glimpse of what the Oscars might look like. The big shows, the lesser-known work, and the snubs. Yeah, Barbenheimer is a thing. Got it. I'm excited for Greta Gerwig, director of Barbie. The miniseries, All the Light We Cannot See, got a nomination, you heard about that here. And two on my watch queue, American Fiction and Rustin, made the list. But let's look at two significant snubs that we can hope won't carry over to Oscar. The first is a legendary Oscar-winning actress. The second is a giant on the screen, you could say, and I still can't believe I'm so freaking hyped about it. Viola Davis is our former Oscar winner. She's an amazing treasure with many Academy nominations and one win. This year, she co-starred in the remarkable film Air. The movie beautifully tells the story of how one guy at Nike, played by Matt Damon, beat seemingly insurmountable odds to sign Michael Jordan to create the multi-billion-dollar Air Jordan line of basketball sneakers. Davis plays Jordan's mother. It was a supporting role for sure, but the part was essential to the story. Davis stole the show exactly when she was supposed to. The Golden Globes gave a Best Movie nomination to Air, and Damon got a Best Actor nomination. Granted, those noms were in the comedy or musical category, and the film was neither. But Davis overlooked. She was snubbed by Oscar and Golden Globes last year for her monumental work in the epic film The Woman King. Will there be a repeat this year? Let's hope Oscar gets it right. And about the other giant, Godzilla Minus One is an unbelievable cinematic marvel. I've never been a big fan of the so-called King of Monsters, but this movie from Japan with English subtitles was an allegorical masterpiece. This Godzilla reimagining proves that story always beats towering, nuclear-soaked lizards to be king. And its vibe sends you back to the original from 1956, with significant upgrades. Not naturally drawn to this kind of sci-fi? Don't let your lizard phobia keep you away. Shout out to my sister Barb for her spot-on recommendation here. What are your suggestions for what to watch from the Golden Globes list? More importantly, for what's not on it? Email flicksyoumissed@gmail.com. That's flicksyoumissed@gmail.com.